Hey, bro, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Are you down to do a podcast right now?
Podcast?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Yo, why do you choose me, though?
You got good energy, bro. You got your fit. You got, you know, that means...
Really?
You so? Means, yeah, it means you a man, bro. You got the traits.
Okay, okay. Are you streaming right now?
Well, that's video.
Oh, just video, not streaming.
Not streaming.
Okay, yeah, it's cool. Now, podcast right now?
Yeah, we could do it right there on the bench where the shade is. I could connect, put the camera, boom, boom, microphones, boom, boom. Yeah, Rook, we could do it 10, 15 minutes.
What are we going to talk about?
Love, positivity, motivation, inspiration.
Damn, okay.
Hey guys, welcome to All Fire, No Fluff. We have Shay here, an absolute dude. I saw this guy and he just looked to me like he personated exactly what it takes to be a man. The energy was good, he was smiling, levels were just going at all frequencies. And bro, Shay.
Yes, my dude.
Dude, so this is your first time podcast?
First time.
Dude, dope.
Excited.
Man. Excited.
Yeah.
Is there a lot that you've been wanting to tell people? Like just that you don't usually get to tell.
Yo, oh, cut. That was a very big question. What did you ask? Is there anything I want to tell the world?
Yeah, like I mean, so a lot of times as men, we kind of hold things in and we don't get the time to express ourselves. So this is kind of how I see it, and we don't have to use this. But it's just like now's the, you know, to really tell the world or whoever, you know, just imagine like if you could just let it out and you don't have to reveal everything, you know, just whatever you feel it feels good to you.
You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like we all should try to be ourselves. We all should spread positivity. We all should love each other and, you know, just try to have a good time.
Yeah,
on this planet, on this little universe we're in.
We're in.
Yeah. So yeah, just spread love.
Spread love. Facts, bro. That's what I try to do every day. Now, hold on, just to make sure that the voice, because it's really good, but sometimes it's like, oh, there we go. Oh, nice.
Just like that. Okay.
Oh, that's where it's missing. I was wondering where that was missing. Thank God it's working.
You got a bolt missing.
Oh, shit, I got two bolts missing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to upgrade. All right. So, Shay.
What's up, Moses? Talk to me.
How did you say that again? So every day, that's right. So how do you spread love every day? What does it look like to you to be positive, to spread love? How do you do that?
You can do that in a lot of ways. It should be personal to you and it should be come natural to you. You've heard of love languages, right?
Yeah.
Like, in dating and things like that. Yeah, so I think different people have different needs. So like, yeah, just... And you yourself spread love in different ways. So I think you should just try to find a match between the person you're with and the way you want to express love, the way you feel comfortable expressing love. I don't know if that made sense.
It made perfect sense.
Yeah, so yeah, just try to know your partner, know your friend, know other people, and yeah, just be happy. I'm saying a lot right now, but like I hope you can get a thing or two from what I'm saying.
Dude, they totally do. You'd be surprised just how many of us like are in a day. We wake up and we're like, oh no. Yeah. Oh no. And then we hear something like that. And it reminds us, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then we go out there. So
you'd
be surprised how many people forgot that.
Yeah, totally. Like, we need to remind ourselves each day, and it has to be a conscious effort to do this every day. Like, most of the times you get like caught up in whatever we're doing and forget to like live a little and enjoy the time we have here, because we're all in this together, as they say.
We're all in this together.
So yeah, the people you have besides you are there for a reason, and you just have to. I hope I'm making sense.
Bro, I needed it. When it's something that I can tell that I needed,
yeah,
I know other people needed. Because I'm very positive, I'm very motivational, I'm very like that myself, but then I come across information that's like, yo, I forgot that part.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why it's good to like you just came up to me today. I've never met you before. I'm just here on vacation. You just came up to me randomly. You had came up with a big smile, had good energy. You spread love to me in that way. And now I'm doing the same. So it's like, you know, the cycle.
That really is the cycle of love.
The cycle of love, yeah. The
cycle of love. Bro, that's fire. That's so true. Because sometimes when people express something, the smallest thing to help you, really what they're saying is, I love you.
Mm.
And if you express it back, really what you're saying is, I love you.
Yeah, true.
And you're right.
Yeah, that's how it goes. That's how it goes. It's like, you say something, I say something, and then it just I'm blanking right now. Sorry.
No,
I'm blanking.
Bro.
I'm blanking right now.
You're good, bro, because I can tell that you, like, you too. That's why I went up to you, because you were chilling, good vibes. You had a smile on your face. You was on your phone, but I could tell that you were smiling because you wanted to. And that itself, bro, I'm like, all right, so if he's that way, and then you're in good shape, bro, so I'm like, yo, this guy's got good vibes, Eddie's got a good mind.
Thank you. It's all connected, like, fuck.
You good, gang?
No, because I don't know where this is going, you know. Yeah, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
So YouTube, I got 6 subscribers right now. Instagram, I have 920, something like that. But we're growing. I just started, but
okay.
People like it. It seems like people like it.
No, I like your setup, man. I like your setup. Yeah, I like that it just came up to me randomly. Like, this is like a cultural shock for me. You know, I'm from Norway. Like,
Norway.
Yeah, Norway. Actually, have you heard of Norway before?
I've heard of Norway, and I think I know the flag, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's like in Scandinavia. It's in Europe. Yeah, it's very cold out there.
Right now?
No, not right now. Right now is summer. But during the winter, it gets, like, really cold. Huh. Minus 20 degrees Celsius.
Oh.
Yeah, so it gets very cold there.
But how often do you come to Miami? You come often?
No, this is my first time.
First time?
Yeah, first time,
bro.
Out here.
God is good.
Yeah, second day out here in Miami. And then I meet you, Moses.
Dude, sick.
Yeah, we're chopping up on this podcast.
Hey, bro, that's what's up, bro, for real.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm kind of like in my influencer mode right now.
Yeah.
Speaking of podcast, I've never done this before.
Dude, sick.
So yeah,
you got to do it in Miami, bro.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for the opportunity.
Nah,
and
thank you, bro. You for real. All right, but now to get down to business, because Shay, you really do have those qualities that a man wants to represent. How did you build that? Because you had hard days.
Yeah, I had hard days. Sorry, what qualities do you see in me? Do you like...
One, just how you said everything's connected.
Yeah.
Your mind. Your mind is what created this. First, your body. You created the body that you have. You're not fat. You're in shape. You have muscle. That means you have a good frame, not only on the outside, but on the inside.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're here in Miami Beach. You're on vacation. I didn't know that. You're on vacation.
Yeah.
You were smiling. I saw the smile and I saw the good energy. Now, all of that is connected. And that creates you. So you yourself are good energy, are a good frame. Bro, you represent the qualities that a lot of men want to replicate.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Cool.
I didn't think about it like that, so thank you for showing me something I didn't see. But yeah, I don't know, I just try to live my life open, try to, yeah, be open to things, be open to new experiences, and try to, like, live out, outside my comfort zone, because that's where beauty lies, as people say, you know. And yeah, I don't know where this will lead me. I don't know where this will go. I don't know who I might inspire, who I might, you know. But yeah, I'm just speaking my truth and, yeah, spreading love, spreading positivity. And I try to do that every day. And I think people should, yeah, aspire to be like that. Because, yeah, what is life without love and positivity? What is it?
Not that. No,
yeah, not so much, yeah. So, yeah, if anyone's out there watching, listening, still listening.
Oh, totally. They're going to watch the end of this one for sure, bro.
Yeah. If there's one thing I want to say, it's... be yourself, I guess. Be yourself and... Be yourself.
Was it hard growing up? Because when you say be yourself, it seems like you're very rooted in that. Be yourself. Like, it seems like you told yourself that multiple times because it's so rooted. Be yourself. Be yourself. Was there ever a moment in time where you had to tell yourself, you had to remind yourself, be yourself?
Yeah, that's a very good observation, actually. Yeah, I grew yeah, this is too personal. Yeah, this is too personal. And
think about it's for the bros that need it, because if a brother doesn't need it and he already understands, he's not gonna judge you.
Okay.
But a brother that needs it, he's gonna love you.
True. Yeah, I'm still not myself 100%, so it's like still a message I'm trying to tell myself. But like I know that that's a very good message. Like, I think that's a very good way to live. That's what I aspire to do. Like, if you can be yourself, if you can live your truth every day, then I think that everything else falls into place. As I said, everything is connected, right? So I feel like everything else falls into place. You only are yourself, and you have to live your truth. You have to be the person you're meant to be. Like, you doing your podcasting right now, I think that's what you want to do. That's what, and you're like changing lives. I hope so. So that's why I feel like that message is key. It's key for people to hear and live by. But yeah, that's something I've struggled with. But I don't know if people out there are struggling with the same thing. How much of a problem that is.
Bro, it's a problem for a majority of people. A majority of people are stuck living lives that we didn't choose. And it's because we don't know how to be our true, authentic selves. And so we're something else. We're something, you know, we're this, and that's why we go to bed and we're mad, we're disappointed, we're frustrated because we're not being our true, authentic selves. So, no, that's I knew I picked a good one, bro.
Yo, thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
There's a lot of guys out there that don't understand what it means to be their true, authentic self, and the only way to get it is to see it, to see somebody else being their true, authentic self, and they say, "Yo, what? That's what it looks like for them. I wonder what it looks like for me." And then they go and find out.
Yeah, true. At the end of the day, you only have one life. So why be someone else when everyone else is taking over? Yeah, how does that saying go?
Yeah,
yeah, I forgot the way the saying goes. But yeah.
Everybody else is taking.
Yeah, so be yourself. Yeah.
You got your name on it. All right, one more question real quick.
One more question? Cool,
bro. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Or we can keep going. I mean, I'm down, but I just saw that.
No. They're waiting for me. That was my mom right there.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah. So, one quick last question before I go.
All right. So, one more question. Oh, man. I have it, but now I'm thinking of it. I'm like, wait, last question.
No. No stress. We can probably do some more.
Okay, okay. If there's two questions, I got it. Okay, so the one question I had was, those traits that you have, you wake up and you choose to be yourself, you choose to be positive. How has that helped you in life?
Yeah, in every way. Like, everything feels more real, more seamless, more natural. And even though things are not going the way the world thinks it should go, like the way the media wants it to go, the way everything else is portrayed, it feels natural to me and it feels good to me. And I think at the end of the day, that's what matters. Like, as long as you're feeling good on the inside, like, yeah, what matters? As long as you're inspiring other people, as long as you're influencing other people in a positive way by living your truth, which I think only happens from living your truth, then yeah, what else do you need? So yeah. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so what was the question again?
How living that way has helped you in your life, like how that's being positive, being always reminding yourself to be, if that's helped you and how that's helped you in life. Because we can choose to be negative, we can choose to wake up mad, and that will carry its own effect.
Yeah.
But how is being positive and being...
I also want to say one thing, like, being positive is not always easy, and I'm not saying like you should be positive 24/7. You're still going to be negative feelings are still going to come up, but like you have to, like, oh, you don't have, but like for me, I have this like conscious, or anytime I feel myself slipping, I can remind myself like, okay, act different, be positive. Like, I was going to say like, like things attract like things. When you're positive, you just bring more positivity into your life.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? So like, being positive is like good for not only for you, because it, but for the rest of the world. I didn't explain it so as the way it didn't come out the way I wanted it to come out, but I hope you kind of understand what I wanted to say.
I totally got it, bro. That was pretty deep. That was pretty deep.
I'm just trying to live my truth, I guess.
That was deep, bro.
But yeah.
So like, you be positive to the world and the world will be positive back.
Yeah, it comes back. Yeah. As I said, everything is connected. The way you see the world is the way the world sees you. Something like that.
Dude, that's sick. These are deep things, bro.
Thank you, because I was so unsure lots of times during this podcast, but yeah.
All right, one more question. If you had one message to the world,
yeah,
what would it be?
One message to the world? Can I give like a funny answer?
Totally, bro.
One message to the world? I've said it before, but like, be yourself, but I don't want to say that again. But like, okay, a funny answer to the question, train legs. don't skip leg day. Don't skip leg day. Don't skip leg day. That's my message to the world. Don't skip leg day.
Yeah, I needed that.
Thank you.
No, brother.
Moses.
Shay, dude. Yeah. God bless you, bro.
What's your channel?